Hello and welcome to Technology Today. This is your host, Rich Kazmer. On Technology Today, we discuss technology issues of the day and examine how technology is affecting our lives these days. And as I see every week, it seems to be having a bigger and bigger impact as time goes on. And we're fortunate this evening to have a guest with us on the phone. We have Wendy Kaplan Carroll from Constant Contact. Hello, Wendy.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing good tonight. How about you?
I am lucky. I'm in my house, and it's warm in here.
Very good. Warmth is a good thing tonight.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Wendy is, as I mentioned, from Constant Contact. So, Wendy, I'll give you a chance to introduce yourselves to our listeners and maybe give a brief description of the company.
Sure. So Constant Contact is a online engagement marketing software. We have email marketing services, a survey tool. We have a platform called Social Campaigns, and Social Campaigns allows you to engage and grow your Facebook pages. We have an event marketing product called Event Spot, and we also have recently acquired a company in New York City called Single Platform. And Single Platform really allows you to get seen on the web. So our goal as a company is to help small businesses and nonprofits find new customers and engage those that they already have using all these online marketing tools.
Okay, very interesting. Good. So it's a great overview of the company. And tonight we want to focus on email marketing, and we can touch on some of the other offerings as well. Let's just start off, and maybe you can give a brief definition of what email, and maybe not so brief, but so that people can understand what email marketing is.
I can tell you what email marketing isn't,
okay.
And I think that's really a good way to position it. It's not about blasting emails to people that you don't know with massive sales messages. Email marketing is about communication with those that want to stay in touch with you, your customers, prospects that you met, and it's about engaging them with information that's valuable to them. It's about, yes, of course, you absolutely have to send out messages about promotions and sales that you have, but it's doing it in a very professional way without sending people every single day, having a really strategic strategy around how you're communicating with people. So it's everything from a once-a-month newsletter to a weekly announcement about important things that are happening in your business or organization, to beautiful invitations when you're doing special events, workshops, etc. So it's not, again, about blasting people with useless information and sending to people who actually have no idea who you are. It's about communicating with people who know who you are and have given you permission to stay in touch with them.
So it's not getting those it's not those email messages that everyone gets that says, click here to buy the latest medications that you need or something like that.
That is not email marketing in its best use. Email marketing works best, again, when you're communicating with people who actually know you. And, when someone gives you their email address, that's personal information, right? And you have the obligation as a sender to make every touch with that person valuable so that it's not a waste of their time, so that they'll continue opening it because they're interested in what you have to say.
Okay, great. Okay, and what are some of the features of email marketing through Constant Contact?
So our tool offers many different features to help you make your email marketing very professional. First of all, we have easy-to-use templates where you can really brand and customize your emails. So you can, change the template to match your color so it literally can match your website. You can add pictures. You can include links to beautiful articles that you've written. There's also tools that allow you to connect with your social media channels. So one of the best practices always is to really marry the two. So including social media icons, so people can follow you on Twitter or like you on Facebook, that's also incorporated in our tool. Additionally, we have reporting analytics, and the reporting analytics allow you to see who's actually opening your emails, if they're forwarding them, if they're sharing them on their social networks. It shows you the engagement, what's happening beyond just opening the email. It also shows you if people have unsubscribed, which is perfectly okay if they unsubscribe. But if you start seeing them unsubscribe too often, or you start seeing your open rate sort of decline, you really need to take a look at your strategy. Perhaps you are sending too often. Perhaps the emails that you're sending are not targeted enough, and you're just sending information that's not really that valuable. So these reporting analytics give you a real clear indication of what's happening and how you can improve the engagement that you're having with your list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why would one not just send out an email message to all of their contacts with their marketing pitch? Why use a service like Constant Contact?
So, obviously, there's a lot of people that are still using, you know, their Outlook or, you know, Gmail or Yahoo or AOL to send their emails. One of the problems when you send it outside of using, and Constant Contact is what you call an email service provider. Email service providers were basically, that we went into business because it was really all about doing a few things for customers. It was about giving them a tool that allows you to send bulk emails. When you send emails on your own, your servers very often limit you to a few at a time. So if you have a large list and your server is saying, you know what, you can only send 200 at a time, it's going to take you days to get that email marketing campaign out. On the flip side, when your recipients receive emails that are coming from servers outside of email marketing servers, you know, they definitely take a second look, and if they see lots of emails coming consistently from one sender, they may mark that sender as spam, and that email may go into junk mail. So when you use an email service provider, you have a better chance. You're going to get higher deliverability. Mm-hmm. And then you can't customize the templates as beautifully on your own unless you know fancy HTML codes and whatnot. It's a little harder to do that. So an email service provider gives you that easy-to-use template where you can really look professional. I always tell small business owners that they are literally playing on the same playing field as a larger business because their communications can actually look just as professional. Additionally, you're also limited because you don't get that reporting analytics that you receive with an email service provider. An email service provider like Constant Contact, we have these wonderful reporting analytics, again, to show you how you're doing, how your email marketing efforts are doing. And there's so many other things that I could probably go on for an hour, but I think those are some of the top things that you really need to take a look at beyond just doing it on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those sound like some of the key features. How about just some terminology that everyone can understand? Do you use a difference in the terms, say, just an individual email message versus an ongoing newsletter that you might send out through Constant Contact or a campaign or...
I mean, everybody has a reason to do different campaigns, right? So there's campaigns that are more informative and relationship building. So that informative campaign that you send out is really all about building your value to that sender as an expert in what you do, as a partner in what you do. So you're going to use a newsletter for that, and a newsletter should go out once a month, really. Any more than that, you are going to start bothering people, quite frankly. So once a month, you don't have to be a Pulitzer Prize-winning, you know, novelist. Just include some good articles, maybe three articles, two or three images, a few links with resources. That's a perfectly, you know, beautiful email newsletter. Again, I see a lot of small business owners who just don't have the time. But if you don't overthink it and keep it more, keep it simple, you can have a beautiful newsletter that gets really nice response. Again, it's all about providing value with that newsletter. If you need a campaign to promote an event you're doing or a sale that you're having, that's going to be a different strategy. You're going to have a promotional email that generally I would recommend no more than 4 to 6 items in that particular promotional campaign. You can send it out a little bit more often, but never send every day. And really, really be very cognizant of not overloading that email with lots of content. Keep it simple, straight calls to action. Let people know what you're looking for them to do. And again, watch that sending. Too much will burn out your list. and they're not going to want to open it. They'll start deleting it, or they may even mark you as spam. Mm,
okay. And you mentioned this earlier, but the branding is important as well, too, like including the same look and feel as your website and your email messages will tie it all together and make sure people understand where the messages are coming from.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's really important. And smaller businesses have an opportunity to do what the big guys have been doing for a long, long time. And using this technology that's available to you to create, you know, beautiful, and it's so easy to do it, you know, beautiful email campaigns that are going to reflect the professionalism of your business. They're really going to showcase who you are. It's going to be able to be quickly recognizable, so that each time that you send, when they open it, they're going to recognize that it is from you, and it builds that loyalty with that recipient.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You mentioned that it's easy to set up a beautiful one. I have seen a few that they seem to have chosen almost every different color they could in creating the design. So you do want to make sure it looks good. Maybe get some opinions.
They want to get creative, but... Again, I love the old saying, keep it simple, as I said before.
Yeah.
I saw one newsletter once where every article was a different text and a different size and a different color. And when I opened it, it literally made me dizzy, right? So imagine what your recipients are going to think if you keep doing that. It doesn't look professional. So really find a beautiful font that feels good and matches your branding. Stick to that. You don't have to get too fancy. I do recommend finding images that really tell your story. I mean, images, if you can put some video in your email, that really, I mean, video and images right now, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? People really respond and engage with that. So it really will help you tell your story. So good images, again, and you always, in our system, makes it very easy for you where you can, you know, make that image clickable to your website or to, you know, your Facebook page, wherever you want people to go to. So it looks professional, and it's going to drive engagement for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, we'll take a quick break here. I'll mention that you're listening to Technology Today. This is your host, Rich Kasmer. We're here on WDVR 89.7 in Delaware Township, translator station W220AG 91.9, Lawrenceville, and WPNJ 90.5 in Easton. Tonight, we are discussing Constant Contact services and email marketing in particular. We'll touch on other offerings. We have Wendy Kaplan Carroll from Constant Contact on the line. And Wendy, maybe you could just kind of take our listeners briefly through the process of setting up an email newsletter through Constant Contact.
Well, the technical process is, you know, very easy. Once you get onboarded into the system, and by the way, we have coaches that work with folks, so anybody can call. They're manning the phones literally almost all day long. You can talk to them live. You can talk to them via chat, et cetera. But it was developed to be a do-it-yourself, and it is pretty easy to do that. So the first thing you do is really find we have hundreds of templates to choose from, and I'm really excited because we've developed recently some really beautiful clean, very modern-looking templates that are very mobile-friendly as well. So, find the template that best fits your image, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And again, I've seen people sort of get a little overwhelmed because they see so many, but find one that just feels right to you. And then you can change the colors. You can even make a template you see and make it short. You know, it might have five blocks for text. And if you want, you like the look and feel of it, but you only want three blocks, you can delete that. If you want to add some blocks, you can do that. Everything is sort of like, you know, in blocks, and very easy to just add copy and to add and insert photos. So the first thing you want to do is really, you know, think about the look and feel of what you want your newsletter to look like. And then very, very important is to really come up with some good content, because just sending out a pretty looking newsletter is one thing. Sending out a newsletter that has good content is a whole other thing. And again, it's not really about being the best writer in the world. It's about understanding what's important to your recipient and focusing on that. It's value that you're bringing them. So I always tell, you know, I meet and my team, I have a team that I work with throughout the Northeast, and we speak to hundreds of small businesses and nonprofits, entrepreneurs on a weekly basis, and we tell them all the time, it is about what you can offer people. It's not always about selling. It's about value. It's about engagement. It's about building relationship. Mm-hmm. And that's really part of this process. What kind of content can you offer people to build engagement so that they're going to want to respond to you? They're going to want to go to your Facebook page and have a conversation with you to, you know, to continue the conversation on. And, you know, wow, you get a lot of people excited about your newsletter, and suddenly they're sharing your newsletter on their social networks. What a great way to build your list and to get more brand exposure and to hopefully meet new clients.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Very powerful.
And how about the list of people that you're going to send out to? How does one build a list? Do you have recommendations?
Well, building a list is very, very organic. It does take a little bit of time. If you want to do this right, you are not just grabbing emails off of, you know, websites for contacts of folks that you want to reach. It's about getting permission. It is so important to stay in touch with people who said, I do want to stay in touch with you. I've given you permission to do so. So we offer a lot of tools to help you do that. One of the things that you'll find in the everybody's account that's a constant contact customer are a bunch of tools to help you grow your list. So we have things such as a sign-up box that you can just, it's HTML coding that you can create, give to your webmaster, do it yourself, and plop it right on your website. You can put it on every page of your website if you want. We also have a Facebook application, so you can take that sign-up box and add it to your Facebook business page. We have text to join, so you can create your own code and have people just text you to join your mailing list. That's all explicit permission. People are explicitly giving you permission to sign up. Mm-hmm. You can also do it the old-fashioned way. You can put a basket on the counter at the checkout stand, you know, of your store and have people drop in their name or fill out a guest book and say, I want to stay in touch.
Mm-hmm.
I do also want to tell you that you do have something called implied permission with folks that you've already done business with or are currently doing business with.
Mm-hmm.
But my best practice that I teach is that you always should ask your customers, you know, if you're starting brand new, let them in on the fact that you'll be communicating to them via email and ask them for permission if that's okay to stay in touch. I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
If you go networking and you collect a lot of business cards, don't expect to be able to just email people unless you physically ask them if it was all right to add you to their mailing list. My suggestion that I often use is connect with those people on LinkedIn because, you know, LinkedIn's a great social network to build business relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then on LinkedIn, ask them if it would be all right to add them to your mailing list. So there's lots of great ways to build your list. Be patient. Don't waste your money buying a list because the more chances you have to send to somebody who doesn't know you, the more opportunity you have to be considered a spammer.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to flag you as spam. And when you start getting those red flags against you, it really hurts your sending reputation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then once you've got the addresses, I know that you can put them into an Excel spreadsheet and upload them to the site so
yeah,
that you
easy.
Can use them.
You can very easily import from Excel mm-hmm. right into your Constant Contact account. It's very simple. We have integrations as well with third parties like Salesforce so that you can pull all of your Salesforce contacts into Constant Contact as well. So we're always working with application partners to build those integrations to make it easy for people to just upload their contacts. But when in doubt, I always tell people, you know, put it on an Excel spreadsheet and just import it in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if people want to, can they subdivide the list so that certain messages only go to certain groups?
Oh, yeah, that's very, very important. That's called segmenting, and segmenting is really a key to successful email marketing because that's really targeting your list based on whatever sort of categories you want to base it on. So, for instance, my list, I segment by geography. So we're not going to email out to folks in New Jersey about an event going on all the way out in Long Island, right? Because it's very doubtful that someone down in New Jersey is going to drive out to Long Island for an event. So we really focus our email by geography. So that's how my list is specifically broken out. But I have seen lots of folks do it versus, like, they've segmented their list, you know, customers, past customers, interested prospects, you know, vendors, press, that sort of thing. So you are sending different messaging, and you're sending messaging that's really targeted and valuable to the person on that list.
Good. Wendy, we're starting to run short of time. We have just a few minutes left. I will mention to our listeners that if you want to check out some of these kinds of capabilities, you could look at the website. It's constantcontact.com, and it's spelled just like it sounds, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-C-O-N-T-A-C-T.com. Wendy, other related services that you want to touch on?
Well, I do want to mention that if you go to our website and look up local seminars, we do educational seminars all throughout, you know, the country. There's a ton going on right now in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York. I definitely encourage you to go on, search your area, find a workshop. We do them on email marketing. We do them on social media marketing, event marketing, and we're really there to teach you how to do it right. And we want you to be successful. So I encourage all your listeners to go check us out and come and join us at the seminar.
Okay. And you do still offer a free trial, correct?
That's right. Thank you for reminding me of that. We do. Every day you're invited to check us out. No obligation. It's a 60-day free trial. And you can work with a coach, and they'll talk a little bit to you about how to get set up, et cetera. And you can check it out and try it out for a bit. We also, I'd like to just quickly mention, is we have wonderful solution providers that work with us. And these are consultants that have really become expert in email marketing and social media marketing. Sometimes we don't have time as a business owner to do it ourselves. So we do have partners who can actually do it for you. And you can find more information about them on our website as well. We have a marketplace, so you can go in and search for particular consultants that you might need.
Okay, great. Let's see. Any limitations on how many messages one can send out or contacts one can contact?
You can contact as many as you want. I mean, obviously, our price scale, we price based on how many contacts you have, but there's no limit at all. And that's another advantage to using an email service provider. You can send to as many people as you need to send to, and it's literally one click, and your whole list could get that email.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, Wendy, thanks so much for sharing all the information you did, and we really appreciate it.
It was absolutely my pleasure. Everybody stay warm.
Very good advice. Thanks so much, Wendy. And
bye-bye. Take care.
Thanks. Have a good evening. This has been Technology Today with your host, Rich Kasmer.